minutes left in this hour of the Mike McFeely Show on this Thursday afternoon. We had scheduled Jerry Bader, but things got crazy with the shooting at the Capitol, and then our conversation about Congressman Kevin Cramer. But we are joined right now by conservative talk show host Jerry Bader on some of our brother stations in Wisconsin, WTAQ, WSAU, and WHBL. Mr. Bader, welcome to the program today. How are you, sir?
Mike, I'm good, and I'm not even going to lie. Even if you hadn't been crazy, my battery was dead, and I would have missed the call anyway.
It worked out okay. We got some pretty hot things going here, so we're having some fun in your absence.
Crazy day. Yeah, it is.
By fun, I mean we had a very active program. Yeah. I don't want to misrepresent what's going on.
No.
Let me ask you this. I'll give you the floor here for 4 or 5 minutes, and take it away. This government shutdown, okay, it is the right wing of the conservative of the Republican Party, the conservatives, the Tea Partiers, Jerry, and it's up to them. It's up to Ted Cruz, who apparently has become some sort of leader of the Republican Party, to call off the dogs and get this thing done so we can move forward as a nation and move on to other more important things. You must agree with that, correct?
Well, give me about a minute here, okay? Because I've got something you might not be aware of. So give me a minute. First, let me say this. All right, I think you know this. I did not agree with the shutdown strategy. On the other hand, here we are. So as a conservative, my position is now conservatives do need to stay strong. They went in for a penny, in for a pound. That's the way it does have to be. What you are seeing is rank hypocrisy. Harry Reid trying to make it sound as though conservatives hate children, don't want to pay for cancer research for trials. And somebody's asked a perfectly coherent question. Well, they're going to send you a bill. Why won't you pass it? Well, why would we do that? That's just absolutely ridiculous. All of these things that they say are terrible, one by one, no, we're not going to do it that way, because they just certainly don't want to be put on record taking that vote. Look, Republicans, to a degree, got us here. On the other hand, President Obama, it does take two to tangle, as the Wall Street Journal put it. President Obama has been completely inflexible, doesn't think he has to negotiate, and to him, anything about Obamacare is a non-negotiable item, which takes us up to something that I had on my show today. Our Congressman Reid Ribble in the 8th Congressional District strongly hinted to me that Boehner's next move is going to be to tie. Now, you probably heard there's another grand bargain in the works. You probably heard that much.
Yep.
That what that's going to do is have nothing to do with Obamacare. And what you do is you put the debt ceiling and the continuing resolution together in exchange for dramatic and meaningful reform of existing entitlements. This would be very interesting to see, because I don't know if the Ted Cruz caucus would go for this, because
let me ask you this question. Why would the Democrats go for it? Why would the Republicans think that they're in some sort of bargaining, negotiating power that they can force hand? That would be my question for them, I guess.
Well, because now the onus is on them, because what President Obama has said is, I'm not going to negotiate on Obamacare. It's non-negotiable. So you move from that non-negotiable item. Now, if Democrats say no, forget it. Now they appear inflexible. This is just the theory I'm walking through here.
Sure. I get you.
And then they appear inflexible because, look, they won't negotiate on anything. This wasn't Obamacare. They won't negotiate on anything. Republicans also believe that greater entitlement reform is more popular with the masses. So that's the unofficial word, that one of the options that Boehner is looking at is to get past this, we get by Obamacare. But I agree with you. I don't see Democrats embracing that. And I think that Ted Cruz caucus is going to say, look, you do that, then you are essentially saying you're okay with Obamacare being codified, and we'll never revisit this.
Yeah, and we only have a minute left. Let me just quickly respond to one thing you said about Harry Reid saying that, you know, we don't want to fund this. The problem is that it's a political game being played by Republicans throwing certain things at the Democrats, saying you have to fund this, you have to fund that, you have to fund children, veterans, and this. They picked and chose the items they threw at the Democrats, knowing that they could come back, Jerry, and say, oh my God, they don't want to fund children. Oh my God, they don't want to fund veterans. Oh my God, they don't want to fund this. It's a political ploy and nothing less than that. That's why Democrats aren't going along with it. And I applaud them for saying, you know, you're not going to pick and choose. You're not going to play political games with this.
They did too. They chose military pay. What was different about that?
Well, they're protecting our country, Jerry.
Okay, so some things they are willing to pick and choose. So that's not absolute, is it, Mike?
And I know that people are going to say, oh, you're bailing. I'm out of time, Jerry. So we'll revisit it on your show tomorrow in Wisconsin if you'll have me, okay?
Absolutely. See you, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Jerry Bader, out of Wisconsin.